在我们众多教会里面呢，有一首很流行的诗歌。
Among the Chinese churches, there is a very popular hymn.
这首诗歌就是我以祷告来到你的跟前。
And this title of the hymn is about we come before you through prayers.
我自己也很喜欢这首歌。
Personally, I like this hymn very much.
因为它提醒我常常祷告。
Because it reminds me to pray often.
但是呢，它在副歌里面呢有一句话。
But in the chorus, there's this particular sentence.
他说每一次我祷告，我摇动你的手。
It says that I can move your hand every time I pray.
那么呢，有人唱到这句话的时候呢，就问祷告摇动神的手这个说法，究竟合不合圣经的教导呢？
And people had raised the question whether this particular sentence is biblical or not.
你要知道他们问这条问题的原因，就是圣经里面很明显的教导，就是有关神的主权跟神的预定。
The reason they raise this question is because the Bible has taught clearly on God's authority and the predestination.
好像呢，在《使徒行传》里面呢，圣经说呢，耶稣是按照神的凳子先建造给人的。
For example, in Acts, it says that the man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge.
还有在《使徒行传》在《以弗所书》第一章第五节呢，讲到我们的受恩呢是按照神旨意所喜悦的，预定我们执着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
For example, also in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5 says that he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will.
所以呢，我们可以肯定呢，有关神的计划跟他的预定呢，在圣经里面是很明显的教导。
So we can be sure God's plan and his predestination is clearly taught in the Bible.
就是包括每一件会发生的事情，包括在历史上面，国家的历史上面，都在神的控制底下。
And that includes, and God's plan includes everything that has ever happened in history, in for all nations.
既然是剪纸的时候，那么祷告真的能够摇动神的手吗？
If that's the case, then can all prayers actually move God's hand?
你可以问一个更基本的问题，既然所有东西神都预定了，那么还有祷告的必要吗？
And you can ask an even more basic question. If all things have been predetermined, then do we need to bother to pray?
所以呢，今天就是我预备这个经文的时候要问的一个问题。
So that's the question I want to raise with you guys today.
我希望呢，通过亚伯拉罕的代祷这个事情呢，去研究这一条问题。
And I want to study this particular question through the prayers raised by Abraham.
所以呢，给大家一个背景，有关创世纪十八章的，就是十八章的开始的时候呢，就是有三个人经过亚伯拉罕的家。
And so I'll give you a little background to chapter 18 of Genesis. The beginning of chapter 18, three men passed by Abraham's tent.
原来这三个人呢，就是两个天使跟耶和华之子。
And so these three persons are two angels and the Lord himself.
他们有两个消息要告诉亚伯拉罕。
And they want to give Abraham two messages.
一个消息是一个好的消息，就是他太太明年今天呢就要生小孩了。
One message is a good news, and that Abraham's wife will bear a child a year from that date.
另外一个就是一个坏的消息。
And the other message was a bad news.
因为圣经说，这两个城市就是索多玛、俄摩拉的，他们的罪恶甚重，甚闻于我。
And the second bad news is related to the two cities, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, that their sins are so grievous that the outcry has reached the Lord.
所以神呢说他要审判这个两个城市。
So the Lord is ready to judge these two cities.
但是如果你记得呢， 这是亚伯拉罕的侄儿呢，罗德呢，其实是住在索多玛的。
But you may recall from earlier chapters that Abraham's nephew Lot resides in Sodom.
所以呢，这个就是今天我们读的这段经文的背景。
And this is the background of today's verses.
有三条问题我想问的。
I want to raise three questions.
第一条问题就是呢，为什么神要告诉亚伯拉罕要审判这两个城的计划呢？
The first question I want to raise with you is why did God want to reveal His plan with Abraham?
你可以这样子想，就是既然神的计划已经预定了，那么为什么神还在这个事情还没发生以前呢，就告诉亚伯拉罕呢？
So you may ask the question this way: if God's plan has already been predetermined, then why did God feel obligated to reveal this plan with Abraham?
那么呢，你看神给了我们两个原因呢。
But the Bible gave us two reasons.
第一个原因呢，就在18章17节。
First reason given in verse 17.
这边呢，他说耶和华说，我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
17 says, the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?
这句话表现呢，神跟亚伯拉罕呢有一个很亲密的关系。
This reveals an intimate relationship between the Lord Himself and Abraham.
其实呢，圣经呢曾经三次的告诉我们呢，亚伯拉罕呢是神的朋友。
Actually, the Bible has already told us three different times about the friendship between Abraham and the Lord.
其实你想到了亚伯拉罕能够来到万军的耶和华面前呢，就是因为他跟神有一个很亲密的关系。
And the reason why Abraham was able to come before the Almighty God is because of their intimate relationship.
我不知道你们有没有打电话给这些大人物的经验呢？
I don't know if you have any experiences in terms of calling a very powerful figure.
那么你打电话打通了，那么你发现电话另外这边呢不是这个人的。
A lot of times when you call somebody who is very powerful, and when the line opens up, the person who answers the phone is not that person himself.
是他的秘书，
is his assistant.
那么他第一句话他会问你什么？
What would be the assistant's first question?
你是谁呀？
The question will be, who are you?
那么我就解释，哎，我是某某这样子。
Then I would explain, I'm so and so.
下一条问题他会问你。
Next question will be,
你跟他有预约吗？
Do you have an appointment with this person?
我说没有。
And I would say no.
那么第三句他就说。
And the third question then follows.
现在他没有空，你有什么事情，你留低你的口信。
He's not available right now, and if you have anything, you can leave a message.
你知道，如果你跟这个人没有关系的时候，一个很重要的人没有关系，你跟他谈话的机会都没有。
So usually, if you don't have a relationship with a very important person, you have no chance to speak to this person.
我们今天能够跟创造天地万物的主去交通去亲近，其实一个很大的荣誉。
So the fact that we have this opportunity to communicate, to be close to the Lord that created all things in this universe is a great privilege.
你说我们还没成为基督徒之前呢，神认不认识我们呢？
Do you think that the God knew us before we became Christians?
你说神认不认识我们？
Do you think God knew us back then?
认识。
Yes.
你知道圣经怎么说我们呢？
What did the Bible say regarding that?
我们是神的仇敌。
Back then we were hostile to the Lord.
因为我们不服神的律法。
Because we did not obey His way.
还有一句话就是讲到我们是可怒之子。
And that we are the objects of wrath.
就是每一次想到你的时候，神都很生气。
In other words, every time God thought about you, He was very angry.
但是今天不同了。
But today is different.
因为我们通过主耶稣成为神的儿女。
Because we have become God's children through Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的死代替了我们的罪。
The death of Jesus Christ became a substitute for our sin.
我们今天可以来到神的面前。
And therefore we can approach God.
罗马书第五章第一到第二节这边这样去说。 我们既因信称义，就指着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，这是说我们不再是神的仇敌了。我们又指着他因信各尽现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。这句话呢是讲到我们现在可以直接来到神施恩宝座的面前去称敬神。
Romans chapter 5 verses 1 and 2 says, therefore since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What that means is we're no longer hostile with our God, through whom, verse 2, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. What that means is we can come before God's throne and worship Him.
祷告的根基其实就是主耶稣基督。
The basis of our prayer is actually Jesus Christ.
没有主耶稣在十字架上面代替我死呢，没有人能够来到神的面前。
No one can come before the Lord until Jesus Christ had died for our sin on the cross.
这个就是为什么我们每一次祷告最后都讲奉耶稣基督的名求。
And that is exactly the reason why we always close our prayers by saying this is prayed according to the name of Jesus Christ.
因为靠我们自己是没有办法来到神的面前。
Because there's no way we can come before God according to our own abilities.
唯一的方法就是通过主耶稣基督。
And the only way is through Jesus Christ.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Abraham is a friend of the Lord.
所以神把他的计划告诉亚伯拉罕。
And therefore the Lord revealed his plan to Abraham.
约翰福音十五章十五节里面呢，约翰解释呢，朋友跟仆人的分别在哪里。
In the book of John chapter 15, verse 15, John explained the difference between friend and a servant.
分别就是仆人不知道主人的计划，朋友是知道主人的计划。
A servant does not know the plan of a master, yet a friend knows the plans of the Lord.
但是我第二条 我要再问一条问题，就是那么为什么神要告诉亚伯拉罕他的计划呢？
The next question I want to ask you is why did God feel like he wanted to reveal his plan to Abraham?
因为亚伯拉罕是神的同工。
And that is because Abraham is co-worker of God.
这个就是在十八到十九节里面神所讲的话了。
And this is stated in verse 18 and 19.
亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福，我眷顾他，为要叫他分出他的众子和他的眷属，遵守我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就。
Verse 18 and 19, Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him.
在这段话里面，神把他的救赎万民的计划启示给我们知道。
And in this verse, God has revealed His plan of redemption for all. In these is revealed to us.
这个计划就是通过亚伯拉罕，他要祝福全世界。
And the plan is that He's going to bless all nations on earth through Abraham.
我们现在知道这句话的意思，其实就是通过主耶稣，因为主耶稣是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And now we understand that this what this verse meant was that our salvation will be through Lord Jesus, because Lord Jesus is a descendant of Abraham.
还有在十九节呢，他解释呢，以色列国呢可以成为好像一个榜样一样，一个模范的国家。
And this verse 19 also talks about the nation of Israel will become a model nation.
让人知道呢是怎么去过一个遵守神道的一个生活。
To teach all others on how to go about the way of the Lord.
那么神就说到哪时呢，神对亚伯拉罕的应许就成就了。
And then the verse also says that at that time, then the promise that God has for Abraham will be fulfilled.
你看见亚伯拉罕是神的同工。
So you can see that Abraham was God's co-worker.
那么跟神审判这两个城市有什么关系呢？
But what's the relationship between that and the judgment on these two cities?
我想这个关系是这样子。
I think it's as follows.
亚伯拉罕将来就成为迦南地的这个主人。
Abraham is going to become the owner of Canaan.
还有万国要因他得福。
And all nations will be blessed through him.
但是神现在马上要审判除掉这两个城市。
But God is going to be judging these two cities very shortly.
所以这两个城市就不会再得到神的祝福了。
So these two cities will no longer receive God's blessings.
既然亚伯拉罕是这个地的主人的时候，神好像要问问他的意见，你觉得怎么样呢？
So since Abraham is about to be the landlord of this area, then God is consulting with him.
如果我这个解释是正确的时候呢，我们发觉呢，其实祷告不但只是一个很大的荣誉， 还有就是一个很大的责任。
So if my interpretation on this is correct, then we understand that prayer is not only a great privilege, but it's also a great responsibility.
因为神呢，他的计划会按照神的儿女的反应呢去推行出来的。
Because God's plan will be pursued according to his children's reactions.
圣经有没有这样子明显的教导在圣经里面呢？
Did Bible teach this concept clearly anywhere else?
我想到呢，就是耶稣在马太福音十八章里面所讲的这句话。
I think this is also said in Matthew chapter 18.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们就是教会，在这段圣经里面，凡你们在地上捆绑的，在天上也捆绑，凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也释放。我要告诉你们，若你们中间有两个人在地上同心合一求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
In Matthew 18:18 and verses 18 and 19, I tell you the truth, you being the churches, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agreed about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven.
这个其实是一个很大的权柄。
And this is actually a great authority.
因为这段圣经告诉我们，神的计划确定在教会的反应上面。
Because these two verses reaffirmed with us that the God's plan is affirmed through church's reaction.
原因是什么？
What's the reason behind it?
因为教会是神的同工。
Because church is God's co-worker.
教会成为神在地上一个代理人。
Church is God's agent on earth.
所以呢，我们做的确定就影响神的计划了。
And therefore, the decisions we make can influence God's plan.
这不是说教会跟神是同等的。
That does not mean by any stretch of imagination that church is at the same level as God.
好像呢，你要邀请你的老板吃饭的时候，你的老板跟你说，你跟我的秘书谈一谈，如果他说可以，那么我就可以了。
It's like when you invite your boss to have lunch with you, and he asks you to consult with his assistant, and if it's okay with his assistant, it's okay with him.
这意思是什么呢？
What do I mean by that?
是不是这个秘书跟这个老板是同等的？
Does it mean that the assistant is at the same level as the manager?
当然不是呢。
Of course not.
只是这个秘书是这个老板的代理人，他知道他的平常的时间表，他什么时候有时间，什么时候没有时间。
That's the reason to consult the assistant, because the assistant is the boss's spokesperson. The assistant knows when the boss is available, when he's not available.
当我们是神的同工的时候呢，我们其实是他的教会，其实是我神在地上的代理人。
So when we are God's co-worker, then church becomes the agent for God on earth.
其实神把神的救赎计划交给教会。
Actually, God has placed his redemption plan on church's shoulders.
所以呢，教会去怎么会好像神的事情去祷告，其实影响很大的。
So how a church prays on its ministries can influence God's plan a great deal.
我想到我们教会有没有为到我们在 Woodbury 这一边的传福音的工作去祷告，其实影响我们在这个地区的人得救不得救。
So for example, whether this particular church has prayed for the salvation of people in the Woodbury community is going to have a great bearing on the outcome of their salvation.
因为我们是神的代理人。
Because we are agents for the Lord.
我们是神的恩典的一个出口。
We are the focal point of God's blessings output.
那么这个是不是跟神的预定有相反呢？
Now, does this go contrary to God's pre-plan?
我想不一定。
I don't think so.
就是如果神预定有一个人信主，你不为他祷告。
So even though God may have selected a person to join his family and he 为他祷告，
没有。
And even if you don't pray for him,
那么神就选另外一个人为他祷告。
God will find someone else to pray for that person.
你就没有这个荣誉跟神同工了。
And you have lost your privilege to be God's co-worker.
第二条问题我要问看这段经文的，就是怎么样的祷告才能摇动神的手呢？
The second question I want to raise with the group today is what kind of prayers can move God's hand?
这个我们就可以看亚伯拉罕呢，他怎么在神面前祷告。
Now we have to look at how Abraham prayed before the Lord.
当我研究亚伯拉罕的祷告的时候，有一条问题马上出现在我心里面。
So when I studied the way Abraham prayed, one question arises in my mind right away.
这条问题就是亚伯拉罕他最关心的是什么呢？
And the question was, what was Abraham's most concerned with?
我问过我太太。
I asked my wife.
他的反应跟我第一个反应其实是一样。
And her reaction was the same as my initial reaction.
亚伯拉罕当年最关心就是他的侄儿罗德了。
Abraham's foremost concern, of course, is his nephew Lot.
罗德住在索多玛。
Lot lived in Sodom at the time.
那么是亚伯拉罕呢？好像用一个很漂亮的代祷。揭开他要拯救罗德的目的呢？
So was Abraham using a very superficial reason to cover the very grand reason to cover his real purpose of saving Lot?
我们有的时候是这样子哈。
Sometimes it happens.
好像我有人告诉太太啊，我要买一个很贵的相机。
So sometimes it's like we tell our spouse that I want to buy a very expensive camera.
所以教会可以拍很漂亮的照片。
So I can take beautiful pictures for church.
我不知道这个是不是一个借口还是真的。
I don't know if this is real or an excuse.
但是我想亚伯拉罕应该不是这样子。
But I don't think Abraham was approaching it that way.
如果亚伯拉罕真的想拯救罗德，他可以直接告诉神了，他是神的朋友。
I believe that if Abraham really only wanted to save Lot, he would have just told the Lord directly because he's a friend of the Lord.
但是一个更重要的原因呢？
But I believe there's even a more important reason.
就是在这段圣经之前呢，就是刚刚好呢，就是神跟撒拉的一个对话。
And the reason I believe so is that just before this,there was a short conversation between God and Sarah.
Sarah, 当他知道神预言他会生儿子的时候，他就暗笑了，就自己在笑了。
So when Sarah first overheard that from the Lord that the Lord had said that she will be bearing a child a year from that date, she laughed.
那么他都没有长出心，神就看出来了。
She did not express that thought, but God already knew.
这个事情刚刚发生在发生了。你想亚伯拉罕 有没有一个勇，有没有这个勇气在神面前隐瞒任何的事情呢？
So the fact that God was able to see through Sarah's inner thoughts, this happened just before Abraham raised this prayer. Do you think that Abraham would have the courage to lie to the Lord?
所以呢，我想呢，亚伯拉罕在这段的祷告，的确就是他最关心的事情。
So I believe the prayer that was raised by Abraham was indeed his utmost concern.
他最关心的事情就是神自己。
That his utmost concern was about God himself.
这个其实是一个朋友一个最大的一个特点。
So you may say that this is a very unique characteristic of a friend of yours.
真正好的朋友，他是想你比起想自己更多的。
A real true friend is one who is more concerned about you than himself.
真正好的朋友呢，他希望你得到利益，不是他自己得到利益。
A real true friend will want to benefit you more than he wants to benefit himself.
他情愿把自己送给你，超过他从你得到什么东西。
A true friend is willing to give you more than what he receives from you.
其实神对我们就是这样子啊。
And if you think about it, God is exactly like that.
神不愿意我们死亡。
God does not want us to die.
那么他就为我们死在十字架上面。
And therefore he died for us on the cross.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Abraham is a friend of God.
所以他最关心的就是神。
So his most concerned object is God himself.
首先他就是最关心的是神的名誉。
His first concern is God's reputation.
这个就是23到25节呢里面他所问的问题了。
And this is why he raised the questions in verses 23 through 25.
就是如果神要奇迹性的毁灭这个城市，别人会怎么想神呢？
And that if God wanted to sweep away these two cities in a miraculous way, what would other people think of God?
人家会不会怀疑神是不是滥杀无辜呢？
Would other people doubt God because he kills the innocent?
这个就是二十五节最后说，审判全地的主，岂不行公义吗？
And that is why at the end of verse 5 it says, Will not the judge of all earth do right?
如果我们是神的朋友，你有没有想过神的名誉啊？
So if we are friends of God, have we been bothered with God's reputation?
你发脾气的时候，你有没有想过神的名誉？
So when you throw an anger tantrum, have you thought about God's reputation?
人家可能说，哦，原来神的儿女是这样子的。
Some people who observe this may think, oh, that's how God's children are.
你没有怜悯的时候，人家会怎么想神呢？
And when you have no mercy, what would other people think of God?
他们会想到，哦，原来他们所相信的神也是没有怜悯的。
Oh, it's because the God that they believe has no mercy as well.
但是神亚伯拉罕，他是神的朋友的时候，他最关心的是神自己。
So since Abraham is a friend of God, and therefore his concern is foremost for God.
他不单只关心神的名誉，他还有一件事情很关心的，就是神所爱的东西。
Not only he was concerned about God's reputation, but he was also concerned about the objects toward which God is meant to.
我常常不明白呢，为什么亚伯拉罕会到这两个城市去祷告。
I did not understand for quite a while why Abraham would pray for these two cities.
你面对恶人的时候，你的反应是怎么样？
What would be our typical reactions when we face the wicked?
我的祷告就是希望这些人在我面前消失。
So my prayer typically would be for these people to disappear.
我不想再见到他们了。
I don't want to see them ever again.
但是亚伯拉罕却为到这两个城市去祷告。
But Abraham instead prayed for these two cities.
为什么他不只为到这些义人祷告，还有为到这些恶人呢？
Why did he pray not only for the righteous but also for the wicked?
因为他觉得只要这个城市里面有一点点的义人，可能这些恶人有一天都会改变的。
And perhaps he thought that even though as long as there are very few righteous people in this city, maybe eventually all the wicked would change.
你知道神对罪人的爱也是同一样的。
And do you realize that God's love for the sinners is exactly the same kind?
神说为义人死的是小有的，在罗马书第五章第七至第八节。
So in Romans chapter 5 verses 7 and 8 it says that people who die for the righteous are few.
这个义人的意思就是行为正直的人。
So the righteous are the people who do right and just things.
上面结局呢就是为人人死的，化解有敢做的。
However, people who die for good men, there might be more.
人呢就是讲到了对你有恩典的人。
So the man here is referring to people who have showed you grace.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But only God demonstrated his love for us in this, that when we're still sinners, that Christ died for us.
你爱神所爱的吗？
Do we love what God loves?
有的时候我们看看我们为到什么事情祷告就知道。
And a lot of times, the object of our prayers is a revelation of our thoughts on that topic.
其实这一点就是当我们关心的事情是对的时候呢，我们就可以有信心的去祷告。
So what that means is if the objects of our concern is correct ones, then we can pray with confidence.
如果你真的关心的是神自己的时候，你不会求一些事情是不合神的旨意的。
So if your utmost concern is God himself, then you will not pray for anything that would not be according to God's preset purpose.
不会违反神的属性的。
It would not go against God's characters.
当我们知道我们所关心的事情是精确的时候呢，那么你就会有我们说有这个胆量在神面前去祈求。
So if we know what we are praying for are correct, then we will also have the courage to go ahead and pray for those things.
这个也是亚伯拉罕呢在这一段代求里面他表现出来的。
And this is another showing that comes out in Abraham's prayer.
在二十三节呢，他有一句话，他说亚伯拉罕近前来说，无论善恶，你都要我灭吗？
In verse 23, it says that Abraham approached him and said, "Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked?"
近前来这个意思呢，只是这好像一个律师。他预备好他要辩护的话，跑到这个法官面前要跟他辩论的意思。
So the approach here is symbolic of an attorney, a lawyer approaching the judge to defend the defendant.
为什么他亚伯拉罕有这个胆量在神面前去求啊？
Why did Abraham have the courage to approach God and pray?
因为他知道他所关心的事情是精确的。
Because he knew that his concerns were correct.
在有一次呢Joshua 跟我们分享尼托森的生平的时候，尼托森有一句话他这样子说，为子无所求，为主求一切。Watchman Lee.
When Watchman Lee shared this with us, 为主说that we have nothing to ask for ourselves, but everything we ask for is for the Lord.
他有这样子的胆量，因为他所关心的事情就是神所关心的事情。
He had such a courage because what concerned him was what God is concerned with.
第三样亚伯拉罕他显现出来的事情呢，就是他祷告的时候有一个正确的态度。
And the third thing that Abraham demonstrated in these verses is that when he prayed with the right attitude.
这个就是在二十七节，亚伯拉罕说：“我虽是成废尘，还敢对主说话。
”And in verse 27, Abraham said that even though I'm nothing but dust and ashes, but I'm being so bold as to speak to the Lord.
当你祷告的时候，你有没有认识到你跟神是有一个很大的一个距离的？
So when we pray, do we recognize the great separation between us and the Lord?
你有没有看到你是要有一个谦卑的态度来到神的面前？
Do we recognize that we need to approach the Lord with a total humility?
你是不是一个谦卑的人呢？其实很容易去发现出来的。
Actually, it's very easy to see if a person is humble or not.
这是当神不给你所求的东西，你的反应是怎么样？
And in other words, one way to tell is to observe a person when God does not grant his prayer request.
如果你是发脾气的时候，其实你只是当神是你的工具而已。
So if one's reaction to God not granting his prayer request is anger, then the person is only using God as a tool.
因为难道我们的主人不可以对我们说不吗？
Can our master not say no to us?
如果你真的认识到我们是尘土的时候，你就知道我们的神可以说是，可以说不是，可以叫你等，也可以。
So if we really recognize that we are nothing but ashes and dust, then our master can tell us either yes or no, or just simply make us wait.
最后一个亚伯拉罕他祷告的榜样给我们看到呢，就是他恒切的祷告。
Another example that Abraham demonstrated in this instance is his persistency in praying.
这个就是你看从27节到32节里面呢，亚伯拉罕一直把这个义人的人数从50个人一直减到10个人。
And that you can see from verses 27 through 32 that through continuous praying, Abraham reduced the number of people from 50 to 10.
他能够坚持做，因为他不放弃。
The reason he did so was because he did not want to give up.
你知道圣经形容我们基督徒生活呢，其实就好像与魔鬼征战一样。
So do you realize that the Bible described our Christian's spiritual life is a constant struggle with the devil?
这一个征战的字就是睡觉的意思。
The original meaning of the word struggle means falling asleep.
Wrestling.
Oh, wrestling.
所以我语怎么讲？
睡觉。
睡觉。OK， 你明白就好了。你知道，如果你曾经做过这个运动，你都明白，这一个是一个长期的、你要坚定的效力的一个比赛。
So if you ever participate in this particular sport, you understand that this is a continuous, constant struggle.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们应该好像敲门一样，敲到神开门为止。
So when we pray, it's like we're knocking on God's door. We need to continue to knock until God opens His door.
最后一条问题。
Last question.
这条问题呢，就是什么叫摇动神的手的祷告呢？
So what is so-called the prayer that would move God's hand?
我常常以为呢，这样子的祷告呢，就是我有一个希望，最后神摇动神的手的意思，就是神做我所希望所要做的事情。
So a lot of times our intuitive approach to this is that when we pray, that means we have a wish. And then when we pray, then we wish that God would fulfill our wishes.
如果是这样子的时候，你看这段经文呢，亚伯拉罕严格来说呢，他没有得到他的希望。
So if you look at these verses, strictly speaking, it's clear that Abraham actually did not have his wish granted.
因为最后这个城也是毁灭了。
Because at the very end, the cities were destroyed.
那么，什么叫摇动神的手的祷告？
So in that case, what does it mean to have a prayer that would move God's hand?
我会用一个比喻来解释的。
I'll try to explain with an example.
我们祷告呢，就好像呢拉一条绳子一样。
When we pray, it's like we're pulling or tugging on a rope.
那么你恒切的祷告呢，就好像你越拉越多。
So our non-stopping, persistent praying is like we're continuously pulling on this rope.
那么这个距离呢，就越来越近呢。
And then the pulling on the rope brings us closer and closer to our objectives.
最后你达到这个终点。
And finally, you reach your destination.
你发觉呢，原来呢，这条绳子呢是绑在一个很大的石头上面。
And then you realize the rope was actually tied to a very large rock.
你自己是坐在一个船上面。
And you are sitting on a boat.
你一直以为这个目标越来越靠近你，其实不是，是你自己越来越靠近这个目标。
So at first you may have this impression that you're getting closer to that you're pulling the object closer to you, but actually you are being pulled closer to the object.
其实神的旨意跟我们的祷告就是这样子。
So God's will or His set purpose and our prayer is exactly that kind of relationship.
神的旨意就好像这个石头，它是预定的，永不改变的。
So God's will is like this rock. It's already there and it's never changes.
那么当我们祷告的时候改变了什么呢？
So what does change when we pray?
其实是改变了我们自己越来越靠近神的心意。
What it changes is ourselves and we become closer and closer to God and His will.
这个其实你看亚伯拉罕的最后的反应你就看出来。
So you can see this through Abraham's final reactions.
在三十三节里面呢，他祷告完的时候，神没有给他一个明确的答案。
So in verse 33, that was at the end of Abraham's prayer, God did not give him a very clear answer.
但是亚伯拉罕却安然地离开。
But Abraham returned home anyway.
因为他相信这一回神呢，他不会做任何事情呢，是违反他公义跟怜悯的。
Because he knows about this God, who will not go against his own attributes of being righteous and merciful God.
一个摇动神的手的祷告，其实是摇动这个祷告的人去成就神的旨意。
So a prayer that can move God's hand is a prayer that will accomplish God's will.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
我愿意我们所最关心的就是神你自己。
We pray that our utmost concern every day is God yourself.
愿意我们成为神你的朋友。
We pray that we can actually become your friends.
也成为你的同工。
That we can actually be your co-workers.
当我们去祷告的时候，我们越来越靠近你的心意。
And then when we pray that we can be drawn closer and closer to your will.
在地上成就主你的旨意。
That we can accomplish your preset purposes on the earth.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayers and praying in Jesus' name.
Amen.